Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, as we mentioned a little earlier, the former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has appeared at Newry Magistrates Court in County Down this morning to face historical sex charges. Let's get more on this now with Conor McCauley, RTE's Northern correspondent, who's on the line. So, Conor, will you talk us through what happened in court this morning?
Good morning, Claire. Well, the case of the former DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, has really just concluded in the relatively short past there. He's still in the court at the moment, actually, and the media are all camped outside the front doors of Newry Magistrate Court to try and get some images of him as he leaves. He was in court this morning facing 11 charges related to sex offences, a charge of rape, one of gross indecency towards a child, and nine of indecent assault against a female. Now, they span a 21-year period from 1985 to 2006 and allegedly involve two complainants. And we know, of course, already that Mr. Donaldson has said that he will be vigorously denying those charges. Also in the dock alongside him this morning was his 58-year-old wife, Eleanor Donaldson. She faces four charges, and effectively they are that she allegedly aided and abetted her husband. It was a relatively brief appearance in the dock, around about 8 or 9 minutes. The couple were flanked by custody officers. They spoke only to confirm that they understood the charges and to confirm their identities and their ages. The judge took great pains at the start of the proceedings, actually, to warn anyone who was watching on the virtual link that he wouldn't countenance any misbehaviour around people allegedly potentially recording the offences and posting it online. He was very clear about that. Mm-hmm. A detective sergeant of the PSNI told the court that he believed he could connect the accused to the charges. The only bail application now is that neither accused contacts any prosecution witnesses. And we heard that some more prosecution witnesses had come forward since the charges were first put. And a bail condition that the couple couldn't have any contact because they've been living separately from the time of the arrest in March, that has now been lifted and they've been released on bail of £350. And the case will obviously now go into the system. And as I say, he's still in the court. I'm just looking up here. There's a phalanx of photographers and camera crews outside waiting for him to emerge.
So the media presence, as we would expect, is extensive. Also very heavy security, was there, as Geoffrey Donaldson arrived there?
Yeah, there was, it was pretty chaotic scenes, actually, this morning, Claire, when he arrived. The Newry Court, to just explain it, is right on the side of a very busy road. So when he was driven up, his solicitor came out. The police had basically provided a tunnel of police officers, if you like, to get him from the car into the court, and the media, of course, were all behind the police officers with a bit of a schmozzle to try and get pictures. And of course, the reality is this is just the first appearance. This is a normal run-of-the-mill magistrate's court. There are about another 80 people to be dealt with here today on a whole range of offences. So the police were here to kind of try and manage access to the court. Huge media presence, obviously, as you say. There were 13 members of the media allowed actually into the courtroom itself, and the rest of us, probably, I'd say, about twice as many from all over the UK and Ireland and indeed further afield, were put into effectively an overspill room where we were able to watch the proceedings on a link.
All right. And Geoffrey Donaldson yet to emerge from Newry Magistrates Court. Conor, thank you very much. Conor McCauley there, RTE Northern correspondent. And no doubt there will be more on RTE News on that court appearance as we go through the day.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.